Welcome, everybody. Share number 1290 in the writing. It's share number 442. Okay, we're in the middle of talking about the various different halachas which apply in reference to if somebody's in the middle of eating a meal, and sometimes a extra bracha has to be made. We're going through some various different foods, when yes, when not. Okay, so interesting question. Somebody asked a while back, one of our wonderful B'nai Chabura, and the questions is where we get a lot of the beautiful shiurim we're able to make through these wonderful questions that are asked. So we ask everybody as much as possible, if you ever have any questions in all of Shabbos, Hilchos Shabbos or Brachos, please send them over to our number, 917-957-5666. And many times we make a shear out of it. It's important that not just getting the answer, but having everybody else, understanding the question and the answer too. Okay, so an interesting question somebody asked in reference to chickpeas. What about, it's called arbis. In Jewish we call it arbis, but one eats chickpeas in the middle of a meal. A lot of times you eat it, not just by a shalom zacha, where you go, not a middle of a meal, but sometimes in the middle of a meal, a person snacks on chickpeas. So how does that work? So if one eats chickpeas in the middle of a meal, or even at the end of the meal, the case we're talking about is where one is eating the chickpeas by themselves. In other words, they're not as a main dish, not as a side dish to the main dish. Basically, snacking on them, but not as the not as part of the main dish, to, as a side dish with the meat or whatever the case is. But they're snacking on them, a couple of chickpeas here, a couple of chickpeas there. So, do I make a separate bracha? Do I not make a separate bracha? How do I look at it? What do we do? So, this is talk of machlokes amongst the poskim. Some place can hold that if one is eating the chickpeas as a snack, and that is something that one usually eats, it's not something that one usually eats in the middle of the meal, so Takade would need an extra bracha. The bracha on the chickpeas will be Baruch Prihu Adama. So that's how some place can hold. If these chickpeas is not something that somebody usually eats, and it's just going to snack on it, right? So then in the middle of the meal, they would talk and need another bracha. But other paiskim hold that no, since chickpeas is something that one eats the majority of the time for satiation or for sustenance, that's, chickpeas is not something like chocolate, something that people usually eat for satiation or sustenance, and not as a snack. It's not something that's, it's not a snack type food. It's more of a satiation, a sustenance type of a food. Therefore, one would not have to make a bracha when eating the chickpeas in the middle of a meal. This is true even if one eats them at the end of the meal for satiation and so on. Okay, so we see straight up, since it is a machlokes, we see some hold like this, some hold the other way. So, Lamaisa, since it's machlokes amongst the poskim, unless one is eating the chickpeas as a side dish, if they're eating it as a side dish to the meat or whatever the case is, so that's no question. That's just like anything else. One would not make an extra bracha. It's part of the main dish. It's definitely there for sustenance and satiation. That's what they're eating it for, right? So that's not a problem at all. No bracha would be made over there at all. But the machlokes is when they're eating it by themselves. So if... So since it's a machlokes, unless one is eating the chickpeas as the side dish to the main dish, then one should try and eat a little bit of bread. That's the bottom line. One should try and eat a little bit of bread when they start eating the chickpeas. And when they're finishing the chickpeas, that's usually the best way to get around it. We've spoken about in the past, if it's a real dessert like fruit, then you have to eat it with every bite. But over here, the chickpeas in general is a question, bechlal, if it needs a bracha. So the poskim do bring down to eat a little bit of bread when they start eating the chickpeas. And when they finish eating the chickpeas, eat a little bit of bread with it. In other words, you don't have to do it in the middle, but in the beginning and at the end. So then when they're finishing eating the chickpeas, eat a little bit of bread also. So that would get a person in general out of the machlokes. Now, if somebody says, well, I don't have bread, I can't eat bread, whatever the case might be, so then one would not make an extra bracha. Due to the fact that it's machlokes, we have a suffik bracha slahakol, so definitely one would not make an extra bracha. Just we say eating the bread a little bit to try and get yourself out of the machlokes, but if somebody, for whatever reason, cannot eat the bread and they have to eat the chickpeas, so then they would not make an extra bracha. Okay, so just to finish off, if one eats chickpeas outside of a meal, I mean chickpeas just like this, nothing to do with the meal, I didn't wash, nothing else, what do I do with the bracha? So what kind of bracha do I make? So we said one would have to make a bar pri adama before eating the chickpeas, and if they if they ate the right amount of chickpeas in the right amount of time, in other words, they ate the shear, then they would have to make a barei nefashos when they are done. These halachas are brought down in Siman Kuf Ayin Zayin in the Sefer Oitzra halachas Ois Yud Gimel. Thank you for listening us. Lachem Baruch Kol Tov.